centre of Northampton or within the central library, because that building has been there for a long time. It's seen two world wars.
It's an often overlooked building, as often high street buildings are. People walk past, even if they go in and use the facilities. I bet they don't often look up and look around them when they're inside or even outside.
So if any of your listeners have got a story they want to tell and that we can add into this book, that's what we're after. So it is a huge project. It's not just the writers, it's all the people that come in and contribute.
Yeah. So what time does it all start then?
It starts at 11 o'clock on Saturday, so we'll be there from 11 till 8 on Saturday. And if people would like to come in and visit the writers, they can do so at 3:30 or 5:45. But you can come into the library at any time in the day to just post your ideas on the ideas board. And then we'll be doing it again the next day, 11 till 4. So that's virtually the whole weekend. Yeah.
Then it gets published online.
Yes.
I mean, potentially, who knows, it could be a bestseller, couldn't it? Wouldn't that be incredible?
It would be fantastic, because it would be so nice having had a whole kind of community involved in it as a project. And this hasn't really been done before. I think maybe one other project that's similar. So it's right at the cutting edge of exploring the boundaries of what a book can be. You know, if we make a digital book, how might it be different to...
Geographically, globally, will be the answer to the boundaries, because, you know, the touch of a button anywhere in the world, people
absolutely
can log in and they can enjoy that. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you well with that, and Ruth, with the continued projects that you're involved in with the creative writing, and, well... You know, between you and me, perhaps you could nick a few of those.
I know.
Publish a bestseller of your own, you never know. Ruth, you'll be back tomorrow morning on the breakfast programme with Kevin Saddington to talk a bit more about the creative writing and the 48-hour book and so on.
Yep, I've got one of the other writers in the project, Ben, coming in with me, so it'll be another double act for
Excellent.
You.
Excellent, good. Well, good luck with that, ladies, and do let us know how it goes next week.
Thanks very much.
It'll be interesting to read that, particularly with so many people involved. But for now, Judith Allnutt, author and instigator of the 48-hour book, and Ruth Gasson, who's the your title is Librarian for Youth.
Yes,
in the
County. Yeah.
Posh title. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, and say Ruth back tomorrow morning with Kevin to talk a bit more about the creative writing and so on. Laura's looking.